With all the heat and lights surrounding the Democratic presidential primary, it's easy to forget that the primary election for several key Republican candidates will actually be held much later this year. Our Capitol correspondent Rick Pluta joins us now with a little primary explainer. Rick, how you doing?
Hi.
So Republicans will have presidential choices to vote on if they choose to cast a ballot in March, correct?
That is true. There are, in fact, along with President Donald Trump, three other Republicans running. Mark Sanford from South Carolina, trying to resurrect his career. Joe Walsh, Bill Weld, former Massachusetts governor, sort of trying to make a point that there are still moderate Republicans. But no one is expecting that anyone other than the president is going to actually win Michigan in the upcoming primary.
But what are the key races that might not shape up until much later this summer?
Well, they don't shape up because the March primary is only candidates for president, and in fact, only the Republican and Democratic candidates for president. That, you know, later on in August, we will have primaries for, you know, the U.S. Senate, that incumbent Gary Peters will almost certainly win the Democratic nomination, but there are other Republicans running to, you know, seeking the nomination to run against him, and it looks like that's going to be John James, who ran and lost against Debbie Stabenow now the last time around. Plus, we've got, you know, all the congressional and legislative seats that are up as well.
Rick, how did we get to this point where Michigan's primary sort of plays out over two stages?
Well, because on the one hand, that the nominations for congressional and state offices is set in law, and it's just become the standard, is that Michigan has over the years moved its presidential primary, or sometimes caucuses, around in order to maximize its influence with mixed results, to say the least. That some of these have been just flat out disasters and embarrassments where, you know, the nomination process has gone to court. And so that sort of quieted the effort to try and make Michigan a kingmaker. And so now we are in that cluster of states that follows Super Tuesday, kind of mini Tuesday that comes after that.
Tuesday extra. Right.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday extra. That's a good one.
Would you say that the staggered primary calendar has consequences for candidates? I mean, it sounds kind of crazy if you're considering running for office in November to only have things decided in August for who the party's nominee is going to be.
Well, you know, it actually, I would say that it works well for both the parties and the down ballot races, because that way they're not consumed with presidential politics, because that just becomes the singular focus of the election. So I think from a party standpoint and from a lower on the ballot candidate standpoint, that you kind of want the presidential dealt with on a separate date, preferably far away from the primary that you're going to be running in.
Rick Pluta reports on politics for Michigan's public radio stations from Lansing. Rick, thank you so much.
Oh, a pleasure as always.